Something's wrong, Cobb said. A group of shadows broke off the sides of the bomb, smaller Krell ships, almost invisible in the darkness. Four of them. They lit up the air with red destructor blasts. One grazed my canopy, causing my shield to crackle with light. My nerves jolted, and I spun my ship by instinct to the side. Cobb, I said. Four escort ships just broke off the bomber. The ships buzzed us. I dodged, barely, my hands sweaty on my controls. They're faster than regular Krell. This is something new, Cobb said. Fall back, you two. I can hit it, Cobb, Bim said. The light of his destructor glowed at the front of his ship as he powered up a long-range shot. The four Guardian ships swarmed toward us, firing again. Bim! I screamed. I was pretty sure I saw him look toward me, light reflecting on his helmet visor. As the blasts hit his ship,
Meg, he cried. I thought you weren't coming down till Saturday. You're supposed to be resting at Stephen and Eileen's farm. What happened?
It wasn't restful. Barry was there.
Barry who?
My sister, Pam, asked. Stephen's brother. The one they keep pushing at me?
The dim one?
Precisely.
Is he nice?
Mother asked. Not particularly. I'd explained to her several times before, in excruciating detail, how much I disliked Barry. But since she obviously paid no attention, I'd given up trying.
I can't see how any brother of Stephen's wouldn't be nice, Mother suggested.
Mother, I don't want him here for our picnic. I don't like him.
I suppose that it would be awkward with Jeffrey here.
You left the ball without saying goodbye, he said, and braced an arm against the wall beside her head. She raised her eyes, examining the black detail on the sleeve that fell just above her hair.
I'm impressed you got up here so quickly, and without a pack of court ladies hounding after you. Perhaps you should try your hand at being an assassin.
He shook the hair out of his face.
I'm not interested in court ladies, he said thickly, and kissed her.
When I took the children to the guest house, Roland said, This looks like TV. And I asked, You mean like a television show? Like a kid's show?
We don't have television, Bessie said. Mom won't let us watch television.
But we can watch it now?
Roland asked, like it was just dawning on him.
Carrick, I'm Agent Gray with the FBI.
Carrick blinked at her.
I thought... What did you think? Maya asked. You must know the local cop's boat.
Carrick nodded dumbly.
I thought maybe Grant was coming out to bust me for being drunk. So you thought that you'd shoot at me with a spear gun?
Marco said, lifting the weapon in question up for emphasis.
You thought you'd try to crush me to death with your boat?
I think I finally realized why I don't love you, she said.
I knew she didn't, but I'd never heard her admit as much.
You remind me of my mother, Joya. Cold and distant and so smug. You're always so willful. Even from the beginning you disobeyed, wouldn't eat, like you're punishing me for being born. And now you come back, and all I can think of is, why Marion and not her?
My mother lunged then, grabbed me by both arms. Then she reached behind me and, with one fingernail, circled the spot on my back that had no scars.
The only place you have left, she whispered at me. Someday, I'll carve my name there.
She shook me once, released me, then left me on the stairs.